How have you all been? It's been a long time, isn't it? So, this episode is titled Best Friend's Engagement. My Best Friend's Engagement. Best Friend's Engagement. So, yeah, my best friend got engaged in March. Yeah, it's been quite a long time. It's August now. March, April, May, June, July, August. So, in the last episode, it's been a long time that I've posted an episode. So, that was sometime in March. So, you know that it was titled IELTS, IELTS. You know that I am trying to go overseas for my studies. So, I did. Now, I am here. And, yeah. At that time, when my friend was getting engaged, I was busy with my bank work that needed to be done for my visa. And it was a very stressful time. And I did say to my friend that I might not be actually able to make it because this was important. This was really important. And then if I am not making it on time, then this will be like my last chance. And then I told her that do not expect me to stay for a long time. I might just come in that day and leave. You need to keep in mind that my friend stays 12 hours of train travel away. We stay in different states, so it's a really long distance. So somehow, just 3 days before my friend's engagement, my paperwork was done. My work was done, but then I was supposed to get a letter, which I couldn't because the bankers were like, "This March is like the financial year end of." Year end. Yeah, it's financial year end. We are closing all accounts and everything, so we are a little busy. So we might give you, we will give it to you next this thing because you know, lots of work. So I was like, okay, I do have 2 months, still 2 months, so I'll pick it up later. So then I book my ticket. Now I don't have a dress. I don't have a dress, neither do I have jewelry or earrings or anything. So I chose a dress somehow, and my other best friend, the 3 year best friends, let's just say Kiran and Tan, because I feel like I'm at some point in this episode I'm gonna spill their names. So here's Kiran and Tan, and Tan was like, "That might not be right dress what you're choosing because it's a day this thing," and I chose a semi cream kind of a dress. She was like, "It might not be looking good." I was like, yeah, but then I don't have any other choice, and I don't want to be spending money because I'm already gonna be spending a lot of money in these next 2 months. So I was like, okay, fine, let's be a little conscious. So I just chose it, I washed it, and I got it ironed. And then I was like, okay, let me go get my jewelry and earrings. And then a day before I was traveling, I was like, let's go. And then me and my brother, we went shopping. And then my brother was like, even he wants to come and attend my best friend's wedding. He was on his semester and holidays. He just finished his semester and he was home. And yeah, he just wanted to come. Which I thought was a stupid decision because he just had very few days left for his this thing, and then he was supposed to come back to the same city for his, he studies in the same city. So he's like, "I'll come with you to the engagement, and then I'll come back home, and then I'll go back to college." I'm like, "I don't think you're making a wise decision." But then I was like, he wants to come, I can't say no. I was like, "Yeah, let's go." And then so me and my brother had gone shopping the day before, and I did not like any designs, which I searched a lot many shops for neck piece and earrings, and I did not like a lot of them. And then I was like, okay, fine, I just need to get my work done for now. So I was like, let's choose something. Then I chose something which was best out of what I picked, what I've seen. So I was like, okay, and then I got it. Then the next day, we booked an auto for a train station, and when we were getting down, we were a little late, and it was Ola. Yeah, Ola driver was like, "You're late, you have made me wait. And I was like, okay, we are very sorry. And then we left and then we reached the station and mine was up over. As soon as I entered the train, I was like, let me just climb up. And then I climbed up and I slept so well. I slept really, really well. That I slept so well that when I woke up the next day, my brain was literally empty. Like, it was so fresh. And then early in the morning, I got down, I brushed my teeth, and I was just sitting and waiting for the station to come. You know, when I go to the city, I think it's just been 2 years that I'm out of the city. But then every 3 to 6 months, I keep going back. But whenever I step inside the city, I feel so calm and so nice and so excited. You know, I get that positivity in my body and my brain. So as the train was approaching the station, I was thinking, you know, seeing the familiar places, familiar scenes and familiar station. So and then we reached, but then the train was 1 hour late. It just stopped before the station, I think, to receive. They have to give the train signal to reach to the station. I don't know what happened. Just 20 minutes before the station stopped. Like, how the hell this has to happen? So it did stop for an hour or so. Then we were hour late, and then we got down. And I was hungry because we are supposed to travel 25 kilometers from here. My other best friend Tan, she stays 25 kilometers away. She used to stay nearby, honestly, before, and then they build their house and then they have moved away. And I have never been to her place, to her new place. And so I don't know her place that well. It's honestly out of the city. Now inside, obviously, the city is always growing. So now it's inside after 2-3 years. And then we were on call. Oh no, before leaving, and we came outside and it's 25 kilometers. So I was like, oh, it's gonna take 1 more hour. We're gonna be really tired. Let us eat something. And then we were searching for places on the phone. And they're a little far off the good places. We're like, I don't think, I'm not a big eater, honestly. I don't have a big stomach. So I was like, let's just eat somewhere, wherever it's available, if it's neat. And then let's start from there. And then I saw that there was a really nice place. It was a really small shop. And then I was like, let's go. And early in the morning, I think it was at 9 or 10 o'clock in the morning that we reached, and the place was really empty. And then I called my brother. He was not ready to eat there. He's like, no, I don't want to eat. Yeah. I was like, let's just eat something. So I ordered tadpole. We had one each, and I was full, but my brother eats a little more than what I do. But then he really didn't want it to eat. I was like, okay, fine, at least we had one, which is enough. And then we booked an Ola auto again, and then we started, and my friend and her father were on the phone guiding us how to reach, because I mean, to a certain point, obviously the GPS is gonna work. It's just a big main road, but then inside, how are we gonna go? So, and then they were guiding us, and then uncle was downstairs waiting for our auto, and then we reached, and then he was there to get us, and then we went to inside the house. My brother too had come, and then we were sitting in the next room. Where are you going? What am I doing? And then my brother had to go back to his hostel. He was gonna stay in the hostel, and then he booked an Ola bike, and he went back. And the auntie that they had made chicken rasam and rice, so she was ready with that, and she was really disappointed. I had mentioned earlier, I'm not a big eater, I do not have big appetite, so she was disappointed with my eating portions. She, you know, obviously when you go to someone's place or anywhere, people are gonna like when you appreciate their food and you eat a lot. But then I don't have that. I kind of eat my fruits and milk and everything, and the rest I do not consume it in such big portions. My body is that when I start overeating, like if I go beyond the portion that I eat, it, I feel like it's stuck in my throat and I'm gonna puke in a moment. So I just can't help it. I'm really sorry to her, but then that's how much I eat. And then me and Tan just slept after that until the evening. And then the next day was the engagement. I was like, okay, we need to get our hair done. So we went out. I got my hair spa done. My hair is long, so it took quite a long time. And then my hair was frizzy. and the hat splits, and then the dresser was like, you need to get your hair cut because your hair is damaged quite a bit. And I know that it's damaged quite a bit, but then I'm like, not today. Please just do my spa. And that has taken quite a long time. And yeah, after that I was like, we did plan to go out and eat. We were like, let's go eat something. And she had to do something before we go eat, and then I don't remember what it was. She had to get something, I guess. Yeah. And then we went there, and then we searched momos nearby. I really, really love momos, the place where I stay. Oh my god, we do not get momos. We do not get proper momos. We do get momos, but then they are not at all good. The ones that are here are so good. They are made by Northeastern people that come here for jobs. You know, they do this side hustle in the evenings, and then they make it so yummy and so tasty. The momos are so good, juicy, soft, and then the chutney is so spicy. The mayonnaise is so good. And then this girl, oh my god, this girl, as I said, her place is a little bit out of, like, it's outside of the city, and then she keeps ordering things from this, like, she orders food, like, she doesn't know what's, she doesn't know where momos are near her house. Like, there are like idli dosa kind of places, but there's no momos. She doesn't know. So I was craving momos. I was like, I want to eat, it's been a long time. So we searched in our phones, and then a place has showed up, and then we walked there, and then it was not there. And but then we just went around to see if it is anywhere nearby the location. Maybe it's wrong, and then it was not there. But then we found two chaat shops, and then we had sev puri. And then I still wanted momos. And then I was like, okay, I think we should go check it in. So we were checking, and then there was this another chaat shop that came up, and we were like, you know, here, do you sell momos over here? Because it was showing that shop. The point was showing, and he was like, no. And then he pointed towards the momo shop. There was no shop, honestly. It was just a man with his little stall, like just a table and momo. He was just standing up. And I was like, oh my god, he was just here. And then we went, and then they were the best momos ever. I don't know, it might be because I'm having it after a long time. But then Tantu said that they were really good. She was like, thanks for bringing me. Thanks for walking around and searching this place, because this place is so good. And the price was also reasonable. It was so yummy. It was by a Nepalese guy. And yeah, it was so yummy. And he was getting so many Zomato orders, because obviously his food was really good. So we had that, and then we went home, and Dan's tenant was there when we had gone home. No, she was not there. We had our dinner after that. Auntie made aloo gobi and rice, and we watched the Tamil serial. And yeah, after that, the serial was some old actress. I remember her face, I don't remember her name. It was nice, and then the tenant has come. I know the tenant. We both share Amazon Prime, in the sense I pay half and she pays half. We both know each other like that, but we have never spoken, honestly, like just a virtual relationship. And then she has come to put mehendi for us. She proclaims herself to be a good mehendi, this name, but then yeah, whatever. But Kiran had already invited. Kiran did tell to come, because she was getting her mehendi done on that day. But then I had arrived on that day, and her place from my best friend Stan's place would be 1 hour, and I have to go for 1 hour, get it done, and then come back, and my food and my sleep, everything will go for it, and I'll be in a lot of stress. I was like, it's not worth it. Let me be fresh for today, and maybe tomorrow anyway I'm gonna meet her. And so we said, no, it's gonna be a long time. We will have to travel today, and then we have to travel tomorrow as well. We have to go and get mehendi done at her place. So we were like, we will sort this out by ourselves. So we called her, and it took her 2 hours to do it. And it's just one hand. And then yeah, and after that we put water, oil, whatever we did. And then we slept. It was really late, and then we kept our alarm alarm for 6:30, but then the alarm did ring at 6:30. Obviously, if you keep the alarm for 6:30, it's gonna ring at 6:30. But then Pan, just in her sleep, just switched it off. Like, very, she just switched it off. But still, I was like, Pan, get up, Pan, get up, and then she was not getting up. And then I was like, this is not my house, I cannot just get up. And then I was like, I was done. And then at 7:20, I was like, I'm gonna get up. And then I got up, went to take bath, and got ready. And then Pan got up, she got ready, and we were slowly getting ready. It was, I think, we still managed on time. We were supposed to be there by 10, 9:30, 10. We still managed on time, 7:20 to 8:20 kind of this thing. But what happened was, Pan had not tried her dress on before, and then she didn't pleat her pallu. We were wearing half saris, and she didn't pleat her pallu, and then that gave her a lot of trouble. Hers was a knitted material that gave her a trouble, and then she had to go down. First, auntie had tried and it was not happening, and then she went down to get it done from the tenant. She came back after some time, and then after she had come back, there was her lehenga had malfunction, and now and then that took some time to fix that. First I tried and then auntie tried. Somehow we fixed it, but then it has taken a lot of time. We were just late. And then my brother had come, and then there was breakfast, and breakfast was puri. Oh, it was really, really yummy. Auntie makes such yummy food. It was so yummy, but I really can't eat that much. I still stuffed my stomach like 1.5. That's all I eat. And auntie asked my brother if he wanted to have. My brother was like, no, I had 3 aloo bun, not aloo paratha outside. And then we left. Oh, this place at which she was getting engaged was just literally so far. It's another 25 kilometers. I don't know if it's 25 or 30. It was longer than what I had traveled the day before. It's literally outskirts. It's just the auto is going and going and going. I was really worried and tense. The other two were like, this chill, you know, don't take this so seriously. But then I was worried because I have traveled so far to it. And then if I wouldn't make it on time, I would be really disappointed. And it was so hot as well. Or maybe I was tense and all my makeup was gone. Somehow we reached, and I told the uncle. Someone had told the uncle this type pass. He's like, no. People just have to go there and eat food. So it's fine. You people will reach, and you people can have food and come back. Then we reached, and as we entered, I think she just got engaged. We entered, and then they were just exchanging. That was okay. And then we reached there, and was getting death stares from the stage. She was really disappointed in us. And then you know, we do have lot many rituals, and people were doing that. Then afterwards, cake cutting, and then people were going on stage and getting their pictures as a click, and then getting the photos. She was like, come. She was doing that. And then we literally went there. We talked for a little bit, and then we all took pictures, and then we got down, and then we went back up again. A few more pictures, and then auntie had greeted us, auntie, uncle, everyone. We had greeted us, and her mother's sisters also were there, and then she called us. We took her again, and then we clicked more pictures, and then we came back, and then we went to eat. And oh my god, people were not getting up. The food was really, really good. But then there were a lot many snacks. So while waiting, we kind of snacked off like salad, cream, it was cake. So we were doing all, we ate off all this in between while we were waiting for food. And then we sat and then we ate. And then we overate. Not like overate, obviously. It's like engagement food, like almost wedding food. So we ate a lot, and then I was in food coma. We were literally like, And then behind, there were no fans also. It was an outdoor kind of an event. There were no fans, and we were sweating a lot. And then we came out. Almost everyone had left by then. And then we came out, and then we talked to Kiran again. And then we were just sitting and relaxing. under the fan. And then we decided to leave. We were leaving, and then Kiran and her fiance were getting their pictures taken out of the hall near the decoration and everything, near greenery. They were getting their pictures taken, and then we were leaving, and then we said bye, and we went, and then just suddenly she's like, "Where are you going? Don't go, stay." And then we were like, "What will you say now? Everyone is leaving." She's like, "No, stay. I'll pack your feet." And then she really. She wanted us around. We didn't make it on time, so she wanted to talk, and obviously she wants us around. And then we're like, but then she's surrounded by her family. So many family members were there, and her in-laws were there. We wouldn't be getting time to talk to her, and even if we are there, we will be a disturbance. So we're like, and we stood there and talked for some time, and we took more pictures, and then we left. And the next day we were leaving, so we decided to go early to the station. At first we were like, we will meet up at some point and then we'll go to the station. I was like, I don't think so. Not at the actual station, at the metro. Honestly, at the metro station. So we were like, let's just meet at this point. And then when we came 2 hours early to the station. And then when the time is up, I'll take the metro and then I'll leave to the train station, because if we go anywhere out, I think it might become late for me. So yeah, then just immediately the next day she came early morning, and then she packed so many sweets, bag full of sweets, with a big smiling face she came, and then she's like, "My mom was so happy that you came, and I'm so happy that you made it." And then obviously she started complaining that we didn't come early. She scolded us. She scolded on the engagement day that when we went on stage. She was like, "When is this the time to come? You people are always late." And then, and then we gossiped for 2 hours. We were talking about her in-laws, her fiance, and then her relatives, what and all had happened, and then why we were sitting there. Kiran's relatives and people that she knew were in the metro station. They were looking at her, and oh, that's so much drama. There is always drama around us. And then we gossip for a long, long time. And then time was up, and then I had to leave. So I was leaving. And you should look at both of them. They were really sad that day. They were like, "You're gonna. This might be the last time. You might be leaving after this. We might not be able to meet again. After a year, because I won't be able to make it to her wedding." Honestly, her wedding is in like now 20 days, not 20, I think it's just 15 days now. So, and I'm really, really sad, honestly, because I'll be missing one of the biggest events. It's not just her life, my life, too. Like my best friend getting married, I won't be there. That has been eating me since a few days, because I think I was quite fine with it until certain point of time, but then as days are getting closer, I just feel that I'm not there physically, and I'll never get to see it, you know. That has been eating me. Yeah, but I was really happy that even though she would have got up 5 o'clock the other day, and then she made it home at 7 or something, she was dead tired. She still called after reaching back home that day. She was so dead tired, but still she got up the next day and she came up for me, and also happy to send it to my mom, sent it home, and then she got, yeah, I was really happy. I wish I'm there. I can go. I do have holidays with them. That's a lot of money, you know. Yeah, that's it for today. Bye bye. See you guys in the next episode. Thank you.